Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill.
What's the right thing? I don't know.
It's Thanksgiving is almost upon us, and Christmas, Hanukkah, all those good things roll up after that. And so you will be starting to see more and more people on street corners, letters in your mailbox, people accosting you as you come out of stores, asking for contributions for one thing or another.
Okay.
Because it's that time of year.
It is true.
And so you got to figure out, what am I going to do with this?
I digress, but I noticed, you triggered it, so it's fair. I noticed during the run-up to Thanksgiving, because we haven't gotten much past that, that most major networks, most major television shows, morning shows, local news, you name it, basically gave a clinic. We would have called it Do the Right Thing, and we probably, I don't know when we started this show, but we it was probably one of our first way back when shows, just about how to say no thank you nicely, how to just, you know, not walk in and mention touchy subjects, or, you know, use the holiday as a time, instead of for conviviality and for getting together and just checking in on everybody, use it as an opportunity to mount your soapbox and make as many people as you can miserable. The tips that were being offered were pretty rudimentary. You know, they're pretty basic. Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you. Please. Turn up and you behave yourself. And you don't make it about you. And, you know, just sort of. And my bigger question is, wow, how do we get here? What happened? Because this is stuff that you just regularly should know. And also the fact that they were just doing it once a year, kind of, you can't just do it once. This is, you got to bring people along with this.
Yeah, there aren't Christmas manners. They're just manners.
They're manners, exactly. It's like, this is how you deal with your fellow. And, you know, put down your little device. So I don't know.
I saw a guy yesterday. This is the total truth. I was driving a rental car because mine needed some work, and so I left it at the shop. So I wasn't quite familiar with it, and I was being more careful than usual because I wasn't quite familiar with it. And it was a good thing I was, because this guy just stepped off the curb and started walking. He never looked up. He was looking at his phone the whole time. If I hadn't been, like, sort of paranoidly looking at the road, I could have hit him. And he's totally unscathed about it. It's like, you know, well, everybody's supposed to look out for me, so okay.
We had a similar situation in almost as bad. We were driving in New York, and I have always had an issue with people who use their children, their strollers, to stop cars as they jaywalk. But this was classic. This was a woman with a leg brace on, who stopped in the middle of she was going pretty slow, because, anyway, as it turned out, and she stopped in the middle of crossing the street to text. Okay? Because she was answering a text. Her head was down. And I beeped, and she said, "Can't you see I've got a broken leg?"
A broken brain, apparently.
Why are you to the curb?
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, sure, it's a funny story in the middle of a show, but it's also, hey, people, you got to participate a little bit. Like, get yourself from this place to that place. I remember the first time, and this was the first time that I was at my job. I was, you know, I was young. I was whatever. I was irresponsible. I said something, and, you know, someone turned around, and they basically read me the Riot Act. So I'll never forget. Mervyn Dash. He's like, you don't do that. And you know what? I did. You know, I never did it again. I will never do it. And it was you know, if you're an animal owner, you know, no, you don't grind your poor puppy's nose in their, you know, accident and bang them with a newspaper. That's wrong. However,
well, that thinking has evolved.
That thinking has evolved, but that doesn't mean that you just stand as the puppy is, you know, just peeing all over your house, going, oh yeah, that. You know, in other words, there are boundaries. There are two sides to. There's, you know, there are guardrails, and you need to know what they are.
You know, it's up to. I hate to say this because somebody's going to be offended, but it's up to us as adults to sort of start that with young people pretty early on. And even if we don't have young people of our own that we birthed, we are aunts or next door neighbors or teachers or whatever. And I know people have been very hesitant to say something to children that they feel they don't have any eternal responsibility for. But I'm thinking they should let go of that a little bit and that they should feel like, okay, here's the deal. This is how we're going to do this today because it's a nice thing to do, and it's good to do nice things for other people. It's good to share things. It's good to say please and thank you. It's good to compliment people when you're not, you know, being really oily about it. And I think that they just pick it up when they see it. So maybe we need to start doing more of it or start doing it again if we've stopped.
Or encourage it when you see. I had someone the other day who I hadn't seen for a while, young kid, great kid. I said, hey, how are you? And he was totally involved in whatever, you know, he was doing the invertebrate thing with his screen. And I was like, hey.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, look up for a second. And he said, hi. I said, good to see you. He said, yeah, thanks. So that was it. But, you know, it's just a little moment. And I think as an older person, I know the guidance that I got from, as a young person, that I am totally grateful to the guidance that I got from older people. You know, some more well done than others, but, you know, you learn. Guidance is guidance. And it's a real good way to figure stuff out that you might then need to go on. So I'm all for people just saying, hey, I mean, nicely, of course, but, it's.
Well, and also to say, hey, that was a really nice thing you did. I'm really proud of you. Because I think kids don't get that enough. You know, I noticed when we travel, and there are kids who are sort of, you know, helping their younger siblings into seats or moving over so older people can get down the aisle or whatever. I feel like I need to say to their mom or the adult who's accompanying them, that is so, so nice. What a nice young man you are, or woman, whatever, because I think the moms don't always hear it either. They hear it when kids do something older people think that they shouldn't. Oh, you shouldn't talk to your sister like that. You shouldn't do this. Or are you sure you want to, you know, run all the way to the end of the airport and come back? Where's your mother? That kind of stuff. But they don't hear, he was so nice, he held the door for me. Or she was so nice, my mother, you know, picked up the keys and she said, no, I'll get it, and gave them back to her. So she didn't have to lean over her walker or do whatever. I mean, it's like, and I think that kind of encouragement begets more acts of kindness.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, RobinHoodRadio.com.
Fly right.